Here's a little slice of Phone Freak life from 1974, and it goes from my Long Island Crossbar 5 line through Hempstead,
5166,
Atlanta 1,
4042,
Commerce NX 1, to the Braselton, Georgia, Stromberg XY. It's not ringing because this is another naturally occurring open sleeve number, this time on a Stromberg XY. This number is wired to intercept, but the sleeve lead got opened up, and so it doesn't ring. And so we sit here until somebody else dials this very same number, and that someone is Ben, and he'll dial it in a minute. When he does, we will ring into the intercept trunk, without busying it out. Ben will then call a regular, properly wired intercept number, and we'll talk through it. Later on, you'll hear Ben trying to hang up and come back in by dialing the number on his other line and hanging up the first line just in time to drop so that the second one comes in quickly. He botches that a few times and then finally gets it right.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. 404-654. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. 404-654.
Hello. Hi. Say something, please.
Something, please.
Transmission was better last night.
What?
Transmission was better last night.
Yeah, but I'm going to try something again. Guess what?
What?
I forgot to hang up.
Brilliant.
Wasn't that bright?
Really?
That's really modern, isn't it?
Yeah.
That time he hung up too late, so his other line got a busy signal. He'll have to start over now. By the way, that raucous loud sound that you heard before and will hear again is the 90-volt power ring of Ben's line coming in.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. 404-654.
That was even brighter. No recording today.
I guess I got on quick enough.
Yeah.
That's cool. You get on. I thought about this might happen. You get on quick enough. This is better.
I know. It must be the recording loads are down a lot.
All right, then. Anyway, I'll talk to you later.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Well, now that was actually a Stromberg XY thing, not an NX1 thing. But it went through an NX1 tandem and had a Jane Barbie recording, so I just felt it belonged here. Here's another NX1 thing before we move on to something else, and that is that I just happened to have tapes of calls to the Fort Myers, Florida area going through four distinct routes. Now, Fort Myers being an NX1 tandem makes a lot of interesting attention-getting noises, and therefore it's a little bit difficult to call attention to the route to Fort Myers, because by the time those noises start, well, I'm exaggerating here, but the point is that by the time the NX1 noises start, you've completely forgotten how we got there. So with that as a caveat, here are calls to the Fort Myers, Florida area through four different routes. Now, the first route I touched upon in the last segment, and that was Hempstead going directly to Fort Myers Tandem, which then MF'd into itself.
The number you have reached is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, dial directory assistance. This is a recording. 332.
Now here it is again, but I'll name each office we cut through to right after we cut through to it. Hempstead. Fort Myers Tandem. The looping trunk to the same NX1, and the recording trunk in that NX1.
The number you have reached...
Now, as I said, if the trunks to Fort Myers were busy, Hempstead would have to use Orlando.
3052.
When putting the call through Orlando, you'll hear Hempstead sending 10 digits of MF, because Orlando is in a different area code than the one we're calling, so Hempstead's got to send the area code too. It'll be 10 digits of MF, ta-da-da, tick. And then Fort Myers will proceed to put the call through to Cape Coral, an NX1, into which Fort Myers dials the last five digits.
The number you have reached in Cape Coral is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, dial directory assistance. This is a recorded announcement. 542.
I'll play that again, naming the offices we cut through to. Hempstead. Orlando. Fort Myers. Cape Coral. And the recording intercept trunk in Cape Coral.
The number you have reached in Cape Coral is...
So that time we went through Orlando, the 4A in the middle, between our crossbar tandem gateway in New York and the NX1 in Southwest Florida. But there's another route that it could take. This time, the tandem in the middle is in New York. It's the sectional center that our crossbar tandem gateway homes on. From Long Island, that would be the Suffolk 4A. But the example I have here is actually from my east side line, but it's the same sort of route. This is Forest Hills sending it through New York 4.
2122.
And you can tell this is a different route from either of the two previous ones, because after the ta-da-da of Forest Hills cutting through, there's no carrier noise, there's no long distance noise, and that's because Forest Hills has wire trunks to New York 4. So there's a pause after Forest Hills cuts through, during which time New York 4 is picking up a trunk to Fort Myers and MFing the number, and then you hear the carrier noise and the NX1 noises begin. Well, calling all these NX1s, it's about time we got a busy signal. Here it is again, and I'll say what we're cutting through to. Forest Hills. New York 4, Fort Myers Tandem, and the Fort Myers Looping Trunk. Now, there's actually yet another routing possibility. This is the sort of thing that might happen on Christmas. I don't know about you, but what I want for Christmas is to hear calls reroute. Here's a good example of it. You'll hear Hempstead screwing up its communication with a trunk to Orlando, and then having to reroute through Suffolk, which then puts the call through Orlando, which then goes to Fort Myers. And this particular one is to a step in the Fort Myers area.
I'm sorry, we're unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording.
694.
Here it is again. We've cut through to Hempstead and something is not working right. Now we're on Suffolk. Orlando? Fort Myers. And the Step Tributary.
I'm sorry, we're unable to complete your call as dialed.
Now, until I started making this presentation, I had forgotten that Fort Myers homed on Orlando.
3052.
I had assumed it homed on Tampa.
8134.
Hey, wait a second. I know that voice. That's the voice of the recording we just called. Yes, in fact, that was a standard voice for that whole part of Florida.
I'm sorry your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 8134.
Now, the 813 NPA was entirely independent.
Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 8130.
Perhaps a little too independent. 8130 was a mistake. It should have been 81310. But anyway, they had GTE and United Telephone, and both companies used that guy as the standard voice for their recordings, though United didn't always use it and would tend to get Autochron recordings, too.
This is a recording. 995.
This is a recording. 936.
So there you go. Four ways to Fort Myers. First way. Second way. Third way, similar to the second, except the intervening sectional center is in New York. And the fourth way through two intervening forays, one in New York, the other in Florida. And now a brief break to a colder climate.
The number you have reached is not presently assigned to any customer. This is a recording.
Well, from the text of that recording, you can tell that that's the Rochester Phone Company, and that call went from my West Side line through Bronx
to 1224
Rochester Cross Bar Tandem
71610
to one of their NX1s, the 394 prefix. In NX1s, the busy signal is the place to go if all else fails. Here's a call to Cazenovia, New York, an NX1 office, not a tandem, in the Syracuse sector, to a number which normally goes to a test trunk. The trunk, which normally just plays a continuous dial tone, is busy, and so we get a short pulsing sequence, since it's trying to go to a trunk, followed by that loud drop-to-busy signal sound. It's a short pulsing sequence because we're not calling an actual phone line. This is from my West Side line through Bronx
to 1224
Syracuse 4A
3154
to the Cazenovia NX1. And with that, the ubiquitous busy signal, we end this rather long treatment of NX1s over long distance. And let's go on to something else. I wonder who that is. Let me get that.
My goodness.
I got the original 022 plus five more 011022s.
This recording's from 1974, and it was always nice in those days to pick up your phone and hear something like that. Obviously, someone is calling me through a tandem stack in the long-distance network. And in fact, Ben has stacked back and forth between Regina and Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, many times, and then called me. Now, my phone patch records when the phone is hung up, too, and of course, in those days, when you hung up your phone, you could hear the call just as well as when you picked it up if you just had the equipment to listen, so you're going to hear me hanging up and picking up the phone a lot. The recorder will catch it all. And then you'll also hear Ben ringing forward to me, that is, giving a short burst of 2600, to hear that little momentary on-hook slowly getting repeated down the line. So what we're going to do is spend the next few minutes flashing, just sending supervision back and forth through this ridiculously long phone call.
Okay, flash me.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, wow. Do it again. One flash.
Did it get through?
No, try again. Okay, now flash three times. Beep, beep, beep.
Okay.
Okay, now frantically, and be sure not to whistle it off. Didn't do it. Okay, single. Okay, single flash again. Okay, do it when I, well, do it and I'll flash too, okay? Soup you while you're doing it, so flash right after the supervision stops when I hang up.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Hold the touch tone down right after you, immediately after you flash.
Okay.
Not too immediately, or else it'll, you know, might hold it. But, you know, go beep,
yeah, I know.
Touch tone.
Hello.
That's great.
caught me hanging up.
Well, of course.
Bye-bye.
Not bad for a call that's 15 links long and has a crossbar tandem for every other link. Under normal routing, your call would never go through more than 8 tandems in the old network, and that was very rare. Usually you'd go through just 2 or 3. Western Canada, of course, from here has to go through White Plains, and the route from Hempstead to White Plains is one of my favorite routes because the first link is long-distance type carrier, but it's really, really quiet. And then the second link, usually to someplace far, far away, comes on, and it just sounds just amazingly cool because of the distances involved. You can really hear it. Let's do a few more calls through my favorite, the Hempstead-White Plains route. Here's a call to Layton, California, I hope that's the way it's pronounced, via Hempstead Crossbar Tandem, White Plains number 2, 4A.
9141.
Stockton, 4A.
2092.
Fresno, 4A, 2094. Hanford, California Step Tandem to a Bell System 355 Step. This call, even though it ends up on a reorder, really typifies the reason why I like this particular route. It has such a beautiful, wide-open sound to it. Here it is again. I'll name the offices as we cut through. Hempstead, White Plains, Stockton, Fresno. There you could barely hear it happening, but it did. It's now dialing 7 digits through a step tandem, and there was the Layton reorder via the Hanford step tandem. And by the way, this ring is a phone in my neighborhood ringing, which we hear there because I just happened to hang up while it was ringing, and when you hang up, you go into a line idle mode. The power on the line is unbalanced, and so you get more crosstalk from the other pairs. It's kind of interesting to listen to the idle phone line. You don't hear conversations, but you do hear phones ringing, and you often will hear blenders running. Very often you'll hear blenders and vacuum cleaner type motors coming through on the line. What else do you hear? Dialing. You do hear dialing somewhat. Here's a call to Upton, Wyoming, via Hempstead, White Plains.
9141.
Hold on a minute, folks. I've just got to do something.
I'm through.
Was that particular snippet of audio getting on your nerves as much as it was mine? Well, anyway, here is Upton, Wyoming, via Hempstead, White Plains.
9141.
Much better. Cheyenne, 4A.
3072.
Casper, Wyoming, Crossbar 5 Tandem. To a step CDO. Now here's how that one went through. 10 digits from my Lynbrook Crossbar 5 to Hempstead. 10 digits from Hempstead to White Plains. 7 digits from White Plains to Cheyenne, which sends 7 digits to Casper, which dial pulses 4 digits to the step. The next 6 calls all contain an example of 2 network sounds overlapping. Here a crossbar tandem cuts through to a crossbar 5 tandem, and thus the ta-da-da sound of the XBT overlaps that sound of the number 5 crossbar tandem as it first gets the phone number. Here now are two calls to Alberta which take the following route. Hempstead crossbar tandem, White Plains 4A, Calgary crossbar tandem,
4032.
A crossbar 5 tandem to a step.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and call your operator. This is a recording. I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and call your operator. This is a recording. Now here are three Montana calls that follow a similar route. We go from Hempstead Crossbar Tandem to White Plains 4A to the
Billings, Montana Crossbar Tandem 4062
to the Great Falls, Montana Crossbar 5 Tandem to the Stromberg XY in Carter, Montana. This is leaving us high and dry, and chances are that this is a vacant level that has no intercept, since we dialed something in the 0,000 group. If this silence were to occur in a working 100 group, then I would consider that it might be an open sleeve. Let's try calling a different 1,000 group in the same office. Now, here's an interesting situation if you find routings in the old network interesting. So, I know I'm talking to about three people here. But anyway, this is a cross-boundary situation, which AT&T's network handles rather poorly. It takes a very long and circuitous route. And to make matters worse, the route used to be more direct, when AT&T had different rules. The place we're calling is South Alsada, Wyoming, which homes on the Crossbar 5 tandem in Deadwood, South Dakota. Deadwood Crossbar 5 homes on Sioux Falls Crossbar Tandem.
6054.
Now back in 1970, Hempstead
5166
was allowed to send calls to Wyoming through Denver.
3031.
And thus the route was Hempstead, Denver, Deadwood, South Alsada. Three tandems, not so bad. Unfortunately, now in 1976, the rules have changed and Hempstead is not allowed to use Denver anymore because Class 3 offices like Hempstead are not permitted to use regional centers to get to areas that are outside their immediate local jurisdiction. It would have to use Suffolk,
5162,
according to the current day rules, which could then use Denver to get to Deadwood, to get to South Alsada. Four tandems. But it's not even that good, because they bend the rules in Long Island, which works out pretty well for the rest of Wyoming, but not for South Alsada. Thus, the bottom line is that due to a combination of having to follow certain rules and bend others, the route for this call, along with the rest of Wyoming, is Hempstead
5166,
White Plains
9141,
Cheyenne
3072.
Now, Cheyenne is the official principal city route for all of Area Code 307, Wyoming. It's the one place that you would send it if you just had to send it all to one place. And therefore, we can expect that since we are calling a part of Wyoming and we're sending this call to the principal city route, surely Cheyenne will either have direct trunks to South Alsada, or maybe it has direct trunks to Deadwood, South Dakota, since after all, there's a Wyoming tributary that homes on it. So we're already in Cheyenne, having gone through Hempstead and White Plains. Now we've got to get to South Alsada, and what is the next link? The next link is Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
6054.
Yeah, unfortunately, Cheyenne does not have trunks to Deadwood, South Dakota, in spite of the fact that there's a Wyoming point that homes on it, and so we end up going through five tandems. So here is a very brief call, much shorter than this explanation, to South Alsada, Wyoming, via Hempstead, White Plains, Cheyenne, Sioux Falls, Deadwood. I'll play that again and mention the name of each office as we cut through to it. Hempstead, White Plains, Cheyenne, Sioux Falls Crossbar Tandem, Deadwood Crossbar 5 Tandem, South Alsada.
The number you have dialed is not a working number.
Well, that's it for this segment, but in the next segment, we are going to get into a new tandem type.